So let's talk about the processes by which additional glucose is added to the bloodstream. And these are all facilitated by the hormone glucagon. One of the processes is called glycogenolysis. Glycogenolysis. If you sound it out, if you take a look at the spelling of the word and you sound it out, you'll see the word glycogen and then olysis. And what does the word lyse mean? Or what does that suffix mean? To lyse something is to break something apart or to split it apart. So glycogenolysis is the breaking apart of glycogen in order to release glucose. And so this is the process that we talked about in the last little audio segment about one of the ways that glucagon facilitates the increase of glucose levels in the blood is by triggering the breakdown of glycogen. And when that glycogen is broken down, of course, it releases glucose into the blood. A second important process is called gluconeogenesis. And if you sound that word out and take it apart into its components, you see gluco, kind of like glucose, neo, which means new, and genesis, which means to create. So gluconeogenesis is going to be the creation of new glucose out of non-glucose or non-carbohydrate sources. So what this is that when the body is starving for carbohydrates and in dire need of glucose, what the body can do is it can convert amino acids and certain lipids and glycerol into glucose. So it basically takes these other raw materials. It takes amino acids, which are building blocks for proteins, takes lipids, glycerol, which is a building block for fats and so on, and it converts them. It chemically converts them into glucose. So it turns them into glucose. And this is, you sometimes hear about if somebody is starving themselves and they start to digest their own bodies. One of the things they do is they start breaking down muscle tissue to release those amino acids, which can then be converted into glucose. Because remember, the brain can't live on amino acids or fats. It has to have that glucose in order to survive.